I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is in studio with us this morning for Good Friday.
That's right.
How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
All right. And we've got the most adorable news hound. You can tell a big part of him is Boxer.
Do you see that Boxer face?
Yes.
You know, of course, we can't say, we don't have anything proving that he's purebred. So we say mixed breed, but we've got to say, there's definitely
some big eyes.
Boxer in there. Big eyes, big heart. Gunner is showing us all the traits that we normally see in this incredible breed. You know, the Boxer people in this community, probably every community, they are loyal to this breed. Very intelligent. He already knows sit. We've talked in the past about being treat motivated, and that tells us right away that that's a dog who can be easily trained. But Gunner's already 7 years old and knows so much. I love how we're starting to word things. Bethany worded that Gunner is a leaner. Do you know what happens when you're around a bigger dog and that dog starts leaning into you?
Yeah,
because
now
they want to be pet.
Yes.
It works on my heart the way a head tilt works. You know, when a dog looks at you and all of a sudden you get that head tilt and I'm a goner, The lean works that way too.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful dog. We do have here that he can be feisty around other animals. So we always recommend a meet and greet. Whenever there's a dog at home, no matter what behavior we're seeing exhibited, we always recommend a meet and greet. Let's see how they get along in neutral territory. That could be an indicator of how they'll get along when they're not in neutral territory. Not 100% of an indicator, but a good one. We've also talked about some of his chronic conditions. He does have a chronic skin condition, so he might require a medicated shampoo. We're finding that his skin is being treated through the medicated shampoo that we're using. And I'll tell you, what a wonderful dog for people who love Boxers. Come in and just meet Gunner. We're closed today. Don't come in today, but we'll be open tomorrow.
His markings, though, are just... they're beautiful.
They're unusual. A little bit of that is the skin issue. A little bit of what you're seeing in that picture. But, you know, we're seeing some positive results. We haven't had them too long, and we're already seeing some positive results in the medicated shampoo that we're using.
Well, that's some good news there. I mean, yes. You mentioned the Boxer people love their dog. Like, is that one of the breeds where people kind of stick with one breed of dog? Because I feel like there's a difference. Some dog owners just don't care. Other dog owners, like, they get a breed and then they want to stick with it.
I have seen, now this is of course 3 decades, but I have seen some deviance to Boston Terriers. Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
I have seen some Boxer people allow Boston Terriers into their
home. When they downsize their home?
They downsize. They kind of like that square jowled face.
Yes.
But I have seen a little bit of a deviance there. So, good question.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you're not open today. What about tomorrow?
We will be open tomorrow, and then as usual on Sunday, we're closed.
Okay, so good to know over the Easter holiday. I mean, Easter, it's you know, one of those things for dogs. We're already talking, like, how the heck are we going to keep these dogs away from all of the Easter candy and all the other stuff that we're putting around?
Especially if you have little ones and you hide those Easter baskets. Mm-hmm. You don't only have to be careful about the chocolate, but let's talk about the Easter grass for a moment, or the basket materials. If you have animals who are attracted to this kind of texture, you want to be careful that when you're hiding these baskets, they're not where your pets can find them first. And I'm not just talking about dogs. We have heard just as many stories about cats who start playing with that Easter grass, the foil from some of the candies, and it's ingested, and wow, you've got to get into a vet immediately when some of this is ingested.
That could be a blockage right
away, right? That's right. And it could. I hate to sound overly dramatic, but we have to talk about the serious consequences. This kind of thing could be fatal if it's not treated immediately. So be careful and stop it from happening in the first place.
Yeah, and watch some of the plants, too.
Those lilies, every part of the lily is fatal to an animal. So some flowers you hear about, daffodils, poinsettias, they're still, the jury is still out on poinsettias after so many years of hearing that they're fatal. Every part of the lily, the stem, the bloom, every part of lilies could be fatal to your pets. So
isn't that weird?
Just keep them out of the house. Yeah. Yeah, like, it's know, very
don't bring them to a pet owner.
That's right. That's a great point. If you're bringing a host or a hostess gift, you know these people have pets, bring something that you know is pet friendly, or don't even bring plants. Bring something else. Bring special treats for the pets. How about that?
Oh, you have your parents are here. How cute. They're in the audience.
They're
behind you.
They're here to say happy Easter.
Yes.
I don't know how they got
that's
in,
so
but
cute.
Yes, I'm happy.
They followed you in because you're going to breakfast with them.
Yes, that's right. That's our Good Friday tradition.
Oh, my gosh.
Usually they're here a little bit earlier and come in with me, and then we go for breakfast.
Well, see, there you go.
They ended up getting in on their own. So
you got an audience.
You know what? Years ago,
they full crowd back there.
They sneaked into an Elton John concert in Toronto, and that's not the only thing they've ever sneaked into. So I'm not surprised they managed to get past security. They have a way. Yeah, they sneaked into an Elton John concert.
That's a great story.
Yeah. So this is nothing, right?
Yeah,
compared
I guess.
To the security in Elton John
oh
concert,
my gosh,
and they got in there.
How do you sneak into an Elton John concert?
They walked behind a giant equipment truck.
Mm.
And they just acted like they knew what they were doing, probably.
It's amazing the places you can go if you wear like a collared shirt and act like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And some people I hear are getting shirts now that just say security.
I've seen that before.
Or press.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, they didn't have lanyards. They didn't have special shirts. They just walked beside an equipment truck and looked like they knew how to unload the equipment, and they let them in.
How about that?
Yeah.
If they wore the big sunglasses, and they were like,
I don't think so, but I think the boots.
Sir John, come right through.
Perhaps the rhinestone boots.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, happy Easter to you and your family.
To you both as well.
All right. And we'll see you next week.
That's right. I'll be here.
All right. Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Check out Gunner's picture on Facebook and Twitter for the SPCA, your SPCA. He is a good-looking dog.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.